There's been no shortage of splashy and controversial headlines during the not yet 7 months of the Trump administration, Charlottesville being the latest in that line of succession. But with all that, it's easy to miss some of what President Trump has quietly been accomplishing behind the scenes, particularly when it comes to regulatory matters. As David Graham of The Atlantic reports, this part of the executive branch is doing things like remaking the justice system, rewriting environmental rules, approving major infrastructure projects, and getting conservative judges on the bench. David joins us now for more. So, David, what'd you take a look at here?
Well, I think there's a couple things going on as sort of context. You've got the president complaining that he isn't getting credit for things he's getting done. And you also have, I think, a certain smug posture among some never-Trumpers and liberals saying, look, this guy isn't getting anything done at all. And I think there are things getting done, although they're not necessarily the things that Trump is talking about the most.
What has moved forward and gotten done?
So I think the highest profile one is both the appointment of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, but also a little bit less heralded are his judicial appointments. He's got four other federal judges on the bench already and another 30 nominees who are waiting and I would assume will, for the most part, be confirmed. That remakes the federal judiciary for years. You've got some progress on the border. Although the wall isn't up, there are fewer people crossing the border, so that's a success. And then I think most of the rest of them are these things that you see cabinet secretaries doing, which is changing regulations, rolling back regulations, changing directives that the Justice Department and the Obama administration put in that really remake the landscape in important ways but don't get the same kind of attention.
Do those accomplishments affect the everyday lives of a voter?
I don't think it does so much. I mean, I think these are things that are longstanding priorities for the Republican Party, and particularly the sort of business wing of the Republican Party, but they're not the things that necessarily get people out to vote, and they're not the things that Trump talked about as much on the stump. They're not the big priorities he had.
You mentioned that this is like a shadow government. Explain that.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Trump is, he has a center of gravity. He pulls all the attention to him. And there's just so much news coming out of the White House. And I sometimes have people tell me, you know, you guys are getting distracted. You know, focus on the stories. But what the president does is a story. I think it's important. By the same token, you have these guys in the executive branch who are doing things, which is what they're there to do, but it doesn't get the same kind of attention. So it's almost like there are two governments, the public government, which seems chaotic and controversial, and the shadow government, which is quietly doing its job.
We're speaking with David Graham, staff writer at The Atlantic. So, David, what major infrastructure projects has Trump greenlighted so far?
Well, I think the biggest one is the Keystone XL pipeline, which, of course, the Obama administration did not want to move forward on. And then the Trump administration quickly moved in to get that done. Several other pipelines he's pushed forward. And then he has the plan to spend more on infrastructure, although that is still in the works and not going forward yet.
How about remaking the justice system?
It's really interesting to see what Jeff Sessions is doing, the attorney general. There were several changes in the Obama administration that he has reversed. For example, and really across the board, some of them are criminal justice and some of them are not. On criminal justice, he made it easier for police to do civil asset forfeiture, which is when they seize goods from people. He reversed that directive to, Eric Holder had directed federal prosecutors to give lesser sentences to low-level drug offenses. Sessions has recommended the opposite. We see him, for example, rolling back rules the Obama administration had set for transgender students, reversing opinions that said sexual orientation is covered under federal law as a discrimination issue. So you see really major changes in the way the Justice Department is interpreting the law.
So come the 2018 midterm elections, without the repeal and replace of Obamacare or a major tax overhaul, are the things that you listed in your piece enough to convince voters to vote for him again?
My sense is that it's not, although, I've been wrong about a lot of things about Trump's political future and career so far. You know, you see his approval rating, it's quite low, and I think what he needs to get that done is to get things accomplished, both to get things accomplished and that are public, but also to get things accomplished that his supporters really wanted him to do. His supporters were not worried about civil asset forfeiture rules, for example. They were more worried about repeal and replace and about, you know, getting jobs. So the question is whether he can get those things done. My guess is that will make a bigger difference to his political prospects than the things that we're talking about here, even if the impact is in fact great of these things.
All right, thanks, David. That's David Graham, reporter for The Atlantic. By the way, along those same lines, President Trump is expected to sign an executive order on infrastructure today at Trump Tower in New York and give a statement on that subject this afternoon.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.